I'm John DiLiberto, and you're hearing the Echoes podcast from PRX. Today, we're going to hear from Limina. That's the recording persona of Tyler Durham. He's created a meeting of symphonics and electronics on his album, Coming Home. His day job is scoring music for TV and films, but as Limina, he creates his own music, which has a healthy influence from the Icelandic band Sigur Rós.
That's what I love about instrumental music as well, is I'm not telling anybody with words what to experience or what to feel, but Sigur Rós has a great fusion of that. I know they have lyrics, but I mean, sometimes they make up their own words for songs, and it's really about the flow and the motion of that music and where it's taking you. And I've always appreciated that, of how they can elicit such a powerful response.
That's Tyler Durham of Limina. I'll be talking to him about his ambient chamber music in just a bit. Before that, though, I want to thank everyone who has contributed to the Echoes Spring fundraiser. If you haven't given yet, there is still time. This is the final week and any amount helps, but if you can give more generously, we have gifts, including a selection of CDs from our CDs of the month. You could also get a complete set of recordings by Hammock or David Helpling, or Steve Roach's 40th anniversary edition of Structures from Silence. That's a triple CD. We've even got some vinyl. And if you look online, I've posted up some videos talking about this music and our fundraiser. I used to do this in Forever Raps when I was on the radio fundraising live, but these are mercifully short. Just go to echoes.org and hit the spring fundraiser ad or the support tab. That's echoes, echoes.org. And now here's Tyler Durham of Limina. When I came to electronic music, I was very much under the influence of French-American composer Edgar Varèse. Besides composing great works like Déserts and Poème Électronique, he also wrote the manifesto The Liberation of Sound. Writing in 1936, he wanted to be freed from the orchestra and predicted the electronic instruments we now have today. But now, since the late 20th century, there have been many musicians spanning that gap between orchestral and electronics. Tyler Durham is one of them. He records as Limina.
The whole point of me creating Limina was to find this medium and a bridge between electronics and acoustic sound. So Limina, and just being in a liminal space between those two, just felt perfect for what I'm actually trying to achieve as an artist, in sifting in that space in between those two mediums. So that's where Limina came from.
I'm speaking to Tyler Durham on the Riverside app from his home in Los Angeles. He's just into his 30s and cuts a handsome figure with slightly shaggy brown hair and a full manicured beard. Reminds me a little bit of Kenny Loggins. You might see his name in the small credits for films. He's worked with composers like James Newton Howard, doing additional music on TV shows, including Outer Banks and the film Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald. But recording as Limina, he's creating his own sound.
Having worked in film and working in these narrative spaces for so long, I will bring my voice into whatever project I'm working on. That's just by nature of my writing style. But you are locked into serving the picture. You know, that is the ultimate goal, and serving what the director's vision is. And again, that can be a collaboration, and I love that. But there's also the element of, what is my music outside of, you know, any box that I'm putting it in? And what is what I consider and call my home base? So Limina is that exploration of going back to what I really love, of the neoclassical elements, playing with string writing, playing with electronics, and developing those sounds. I really was born from a place of just wanting to explore my own voice.
little in Tyler Durham's childhood music listening that might lead you to this place. There are boy bands.
I was like a big NSYNC fan for a while when I was like very young. Baby, I
understand. Heavy metal.
I was a big heavy metal fan for a long time. As I Lay Dying, August Burns Red. I love those groups.
Then came orchestral music.
When I got into high school is when I got into orchestral music and film scores. And once I got into that, it just expanded my whole world.
And that whole world opened up to the influence that inspired Lumina.
Sigur Rós, which is one of my favorite bands of all time. Yeah, getting into that post-rock ambient space and that fusion, that electronic and form exploration with all of my film score love and orchestral love, that's really where I found, like, oh, this is the space I'm into.
Tyler finds a deep emotion in the sound of Sigur Rós that he wants to replicate in his own music.
It's so highly emotive. You know, the thing about music that is so special is that it is a medium that really makes you sit there. It's a horizontal medium in terms of time. So you have this ability to draw your listener in and carry them on a journey. And I feel that's what I love about instrumental music as well, is I'm not telling anybody with words what to experience or what to feel, but Sigur Rós has a great fusion of that. I know they have lyrics, but I mean, sometimes they make up their own words for songs, and it's really about the flow and the motion of that music and where it's taking you.
Sigur Rós was such an influence that you can hear vocalizing in Lumina's music that's in the fashion of Sigur Rós singer Yunzi.
It is a little bit me, yeah. I track this down because I have their exact synthesizer, the VSS-30, which is an 80s toy synth that sounds like trash, but it has this great function on a U-verse function where it just like, it will play the sound forward and then reverse it back, but it does it in such a beautifully lo-fi distorted way, and it's what Yunzi uses for a lot of his vocal effects. So I got the same thing and I'm playing with it. I love it so much. It was hilarious because I tracked one of the synths down and paid a dumb amount of money for what it costs now versus what it cost in the 80s, but I found out later that my grandmother had in her storage, she actually had one of those synthesizers, so now I have two of them.
Lumina's album, Coming Home, is something of a concept piece.
Coming from my storytelling background, and I am always obsessed with storytelling, and especially how music can do that, conceptually, I knew that making an album, I wanted to have a clear arc and a clear progression over the album. Whether that, you know, is consciously translated to whoever is listening to it or not, it's just I wanted there to be a flow to it in that way. You know, like whether someone knows that the backstory is that it is someone estranged from the family and making this decision to come back and exploring all of their emotions that they feel in making that decision, it helped me as an artist to just say, all right, I've got a clear trajectory of how I can create a compelling story and a compelling arc through my music.
Tyler insists, though, it's not his story.
Well, I spent a lot of time in London, was working on a couple film projects and being on the tube there, and that's where it came from of seeing all these people just on the tube and everyone is just silently expressing something. I was just had all this time to imagine, like, what are people thinking about? What are people going through and what are they not expressing? What are they not showing? And that's where the inspiration came from of saying, I want to figure out and create a story about what someone could be experiencing, and they're just holding inside of them. And so much of the album is about letting that out, you know, all of this anger, all of this frustration, all of this fear, and then getting to a place where you say, I can be accepted, I can be seen, I can be heard. That's the whole story arc of the album.
That accounts for some of the train sounds you hear on the album. Some are obvious at the beginning on the track Boarding. Others are merged into the electronic sound design as on Dissolved.
That is also an example of where I was really trying to take the setting of the album, which is, takes place on a train, and really start to apply some of that. So a lot of the sounds and sound design are from train recordings and like the rumble of a train, and a lot of the percussion is built from that and layered in there. Dissolve was like that first track where I was like, okay, we're really getting into how I can morph storytelling through just sound design. And Dissolve felt very much like that space, and yeah.
There are a lot of artists working in this orchestral zone who are using sample libraries to create their arrangements. Tyler begins that way, but then hands it to an actual orchestra, the London Philharmonia.
There are almost no string samples left in the album. There are a couple places that were used, mainly because I would record my own versions of something, and then I would do audio manipulations and run them through granularizers and all sorts of stuff. So some of those samples remain. But anything that is really embracing that proper acoustic quality in the recording, I mean, just the beauty of air, that is intact. Yeah, that just is supporting itself.
There's a spiritual feel to the album Coming Home, amplified by track titles like Sanctum.
That is very much true. I'm not religious, but I do subscribe to a certain spirituality, and so much of what that album is about is finding this place in yourself that actually is a sanctum and is really focusing on that inner peace and how you express that. And I think coming into this album and honestly being outside of film, when you're locked as a film composer, there's a fear around expressing yourself outside of that medium, because you're like, will my music stand up on its own? And I think it's sort of embracing that and saying like, yeah, I have something to say, I have something I want to say musically, and just letting yourself run with that.
Lumina is something of an illusory world where electronics blur into acoustics and back again.
That is very true. Yeah. You know, which I think in some ways is actually kind of great. I love that music keeps spreading out its roots, you know, and like in every single direction. And I mean, it's both scary as an artist, as a creative, when you're like, I can go in literally any direction, but also there's a freedom in that. And just as a listener as well, it's beautiful. We'll be right back.
You can board the train of Tyler Durham's Limina on his latest album, Coming Home. The latest album by Limina is Coming Home. I'll have links to that in the posting for this interview. I also have a playlist for all the music you just heard in this feature. Just look for it at echoes.org. And a little heads up, Limina's Coming Home will be the Echoes June CD of the month. Sign up now so you don't miss it. And while you're there, read my review of our May CD of the month, a great album called Seven Conversations by Jeff Oster, Vin Downs, and Tom Eaton. That's all at echoes.org. Next week on the Echoes podcast, the ambient music of Dark Sky Alliance. You may not have heard of them, but you've heard about just about everyone in this band, which includes guitarist David Helpling, drummer Jerry Murata, and more. Don't forget to support us during our spring fun drive. Go to echoes.org and hit the support tab. That's at echoes.org. I'm John DiLiberto. This has been the Echoes podcast from PRX. See you next week, tonight on the radio somewhere in the country, or at Echoes Online right now or whenever you want.